Hi, this is Dusty with Productive Flourishing interviewing Rachel Rogers from Rachel Rogers Law Office, and she is a business lawyer. So, hi Rachel, thanks for doing this today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me to do this.
Fantastic. So, give me the lowdown. What do you do?
I am a business lawyer, and I have a practice that is virtual, so basically practice through the internet. So I don't have like a traditional office like most lawyers. And I specifically serve Gen Y entrepreneurs and also internet entrepreneurs. So people whose businesses are also based online. So, and I also do some consulting for other lawyers who want to create like innovative practices like this as well. But you know, being a business lawyer, I guess that's like the official day job.
Very cool. So how did you end up deciding to have a virtual practice?
Well, when I graduated from law school, I did a clerkship with a judge, and when my clerkship was coming to an end, I was trying to decide what I was going to do next. I interviewed a lot of places, and I just couldn't seem to find a place that was the right fit. And so I started, you know, researching the possibilities of going solo. But the struggle with that for me was I knew I'd be moving around a lot. My husband was starting a new career, and I knew that was going to take us to a couple of different places over the next couple of years. So I wasn't able to, like, set up a traditional office. I didn't have that ability. So I started to look into what were the possibilities of basically being a location-independent law office. And so I, you know, researched the technology, and, you know, I talked to... It was, like, very new for lawyers. Whatever the rest of the world is doing, lawyers do it, like, 20 years later. So it was very new for lawyers, and I talked to every lawyer I could find who was doing it, and there were a few. There weren't a lot. There's a lot more now, but there weren't a lot then, and so I called them up, like, cold called them, emailed them, whatever, and got advice, and then, you know, decided to go for it. So that's what I did.
That's awesome. So... I know, like, personally, as a online entrepreneur, the thought of hiring a lawyer, like, honestly terrifies me. Like, I know that it's something that I need to do as far as, like learning what the copyright laws are on my material as a writer and that sort of thing. So who would be your ideal client to work with, and what are some of the problems that online entrepreneurs, especially Gen Y ones, seem to have a lot of?
Well, online entrepreneurs, I think there is a trend among us that typically, you know, you read all these articles and there's a lot of information out there about how you can just throw up a website and, you know, make an offer and suddenly you're in business. And that's true. But, you know, in doing that, sometimes, you know, business starts to pick up after, you know, maybe a couple of months or a year or two. And, you know, a lot of online entrepreneurs are so quick to make an offer and set their businesses up. And that's one of the beauties of it. I think that's actually one of the benefits. But the problem is that, you know, these entrepreneurs never go back and take care of the legal business. And so when you're growing, you got to really protect your revenue stream. I mean, that's so important. And another problem that I see, which is why I think a lot of online entrepreneurs don't hire lawyers more often, is that we don't talk to each other about what goes wrong. We're embarrassed, right? So if you didn't have a contract with someone and it went sour and you wound up losing a lot of money because you didn't do what you're supposed to do up front, or you didn't protect your intellectual property and you lose money as a result of that, people don't want to shout about that. You know, they want to only talk about their successes publicly. So they don't share that. But I hear about it because I'm the one helping them deal with those problems. A lot of people come to me after something's already gone wrong. And I would really love for people to come to me before then when I can really help them to protect themselves. So you know, that's one of the things I'm working on is finding ways to be more accessible. And that was my whole goal with setting up an online law office as well, is you know, positioning myself to serve young entrepreneurs is, you know, to make myself accessible, to say, hey, I'm just like you guys. I just happen to be a lawyer. So you can feel comfortable coming to me. You're not coming to some office with mahogany everywhere and, like, you know, old guys in suits, you know, who speak a different language. You know, you can come to me and I'm just a regular old girl. So you can feel comfortable, you know, telling me what you're concerned about and helping me. I think the other issue too is that people assume that if I go to a lawyer, I'm going to have to spend thousands of dollars, and that's not necessarily true. So I think the key is to just reach out and to, you know, share what the issues are. And then, you know, you can find ways, and I try to help my clients find creative ways to keep their costs low, you know, so there are ways, and I offer, like, advice only, so if people are willing to do some of the work themselves in certain things, not in everything, because some things you really just need an attorney to take care of it, but some of the lighter things, I can have a strategy session with them, give them some advice and give them some guidance, and then they can go do the work themselves. Another service that I offer is contract review, where they can just, you know, they can draft their own contracts, you know, for the more simpler things, not for things that are super complicated. And then I can review the contract. Or sometimes, too, if they're, you know, entering into agreement with another company and the company's providing the contract and they want to understand what's in it before they sign it, they can come to me with that. So those are some services that I offer that are kind of like unbundled is the term that we use in the legal industry. So essentially, you know, they get just what they need and not the whole package if they don't need the whole package. So there are ways to keep your costs low and still work with an attorney. So that's what I really want online entrepreneurs to know.
And those are all really great points. So you said you offer contract review as one of the things. So what are others? What are some of those other small services that you offer as an online lawyer?
Well, one of the things that I'm doing, actually it's going to be coming up in June, is a workshop. So I did a survey of people on my mailing list and other entrepreneurs that I know, online entrepreneurs, and just shared it as much as I could and got some great responses. And I asked about what are their concerns in terms of the legal aspects of their business and what is it that they need to take care of and why haven't they taken care of it. And I also asked what would be their dream solution, like what would be the ideal way to take care of the legal aspects of your business. And it was really eye-opening. And really what I found at the end of the day is that most people have no idea what they're supposed to be doing. Like, they just know that they're not doing something. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of like if you don't take care of your books, you don't really know how to take care of your books, and you don't really know what you're missing, but you know you're supposed to be doing bookkeeping. You know? So it's kind of like that, when people have legal concerns, but they're not really sure what they should be concerned about, what needs to be taken care of. And so what I've decided to do is create a workshop. It's going to be, you know, about a four-week workshop, and each week we're going to cover different topics that are like the most pressing issues that online entrepreneurs need to know about. And so my goal there is to teach the law, you know, that's relevant to online business, but in a really simple, basic way, like make it interesting, make it fun, you know, and then also provide resources and show them exactly how they can go about taking care of some of it themselves and when they're in over their head and when they need to hire an attorney. So that's the class that I have coming up, and I'm excited to teach that because I think it's going to be really great for people to at least know what the problems are and to understand what they need to take care of. And then they can get to the next step of actually taking care of it at some point, you know.
That's fantastic. And I'd like to mention, if you're interested in taking Rachel's class, the link is going to be right below this post. So if you're interested in that, feel free to click through now and go take a look at what that workshop's going to look like. And what day does that workshop start, Rachel?
It starts June 12th. June 12th is the start date. The sales page goes live June 5th.
Awesome. So you can sign up for that starting on June 5th. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, Rachel, could you talk a little bit how you found Productive Flourishing and ended up going to Liftoff to start really getting some traction behind your business?
Yes. Well, actually, it's a really funny story. I actually, David Siteman Garland, he teaches, he does that online interview show, The Rise to the Top.
Yeah, definitely.
I actually, when his book came out, I bought, you know, several of his books, and getting, you know, buying a certain amount of books, I bought them as Christmas gifts for my clients. And when you do that, you get like a commercial on his show. So I had, you know, my commercial went live on a particular episode. That episode just happened to be an interview of Pam Slim. And so I saw that, and I wound up, you know, Pam actually because my commercial was on her episode, when she took a look at it, she saw my commercial, and so she tweeted me and said that she liked my, you know, Gen Y entrepreneur niche. And so that's how I wound up getting to know her. And then through her, got to know Charlie as well. And, you know, found out about Liftoff and felt like it would be a really great opportunity. So that was my first time working with Sam and Charlie, was going to Liftoff.
Excellent. And what was the Liftoff experience like for you? What expectations did you go in with, and what did you end up coming out with?
You know, gosh, I don't even know what my expectations were. I know that they were exceeded. I just don't, you know, I felt kind of stuck at that point. Like, I had been in business for about 6 months, and I had a lot of buzz, you know, like I had gotten press, and a lot of people were like following me on Twitter and reaching out to me and things like that, but I didn't know how to have a business model. You know, I didn't know what activities I needed to be doing to generate income in my business. And it was the sales piece and the making money piece that I was struggling with. You know, I had no problem kind of getting an audience and doing marketing. I was very comfortable doing that, but I think I might have been sending them mixed messages or the wrong message. And so I was struggling to, you know, to make the income. And really, more importantly, I didn't expect to make so much money the first 6 months. You know, I was in it for the long haul, so I was willing to grow my business slowly. But I really didn't have a plan in place to actually see that happen, you know, to see that income increase at some point. And that's what I was struggling with. It's like, not only am I not making the money now, but I don't really know exactly what I need to be doing in order to be making the money soon, you know, like in the next few months or the next year. So I went to Liftoff with the hope that I would come away with a plan, essentially, is what I really kind of went into it with, and came out with a whole hell of a lot more than that.
That's awesome. So having said that, who would you recommend go to Liftoff?
Well, you know, if you're not at the top of your game, then you need Liftoff. That's essentially what I think, because you get the marketing piece, you get the figuring out your business model piece, you get the really going inside yourself and finding the real business that you need to create, what you really should be doing. And I think that's a really important piece of it. Probably like the whole first day is spent exploring that, and even into the next day, into the second day. There were people who came in with certain business ideas and left with completely different businesses. And the funny thing is that, you know, they had these businesses when they came in that were, you know, humming along, doing okay. And then they came to Liftoff, they changed their, you know, perspective and change their, you know, business focus. And then when they came home, they blew up, you know, and this happened to so many people in Liftoff. So it's not like, you know, it's a rare occurrence. it's not like results, not typical, you know? And even for me, the same thing, you know, I went in with a certain mindset about what was possible with basically, essentially a business law practice. And came away with so much more. And I'm still kind of working through implementing all of that. But I got great ideas from there. Like, my idea for Rachel Rogers TV was born there, which is like a web show that I do. You know, two or three times a month, I do like a little video about a particular area of law that's relevant to online entrepreneurs. And that came from there. And that came from another participant. And that's the other thing, too, is that the people who come, and just being in a different environment, the environment that you'll be in, you just become so open. And everyone is, like, brilliant. I mean, there are people who, like, when I looked at their backgrounds, I was just amazed. And so everyone has a different area of expertise. And so when you put everyone together, brainstorm together, work together on each other's businesses, it's amazing what can come out of that. And it continues, you know. Liftoff, I went to Liftoff over a year ago now, and I'm still benefiting from it through not only the calls, the follow-up calls, which are really helpful, but the community. So, you know, everyone in Liftoff, we all kind of commune together and work together. And I've had partnerships. My current of counsel is another lawyer from Liftoff. And it's just, it's amazing. So I think the huge benefit is not just being there and, you know, creating the business that you're really meant to create and actually having an actionable plan to make it happen. but the support that you get, even when you come home and you've got this amazing new community of friends, and now we're like close friends, like we are like involved in each other's lives and we visit each other, and like, you know, it's just awesome. It's a family, essentially.
I love it. Thank you so much, Rachel, for doing this. So once again, everybody, this is Rachel Rogers from Rachel Rogers Law Office. And if you want to take her amazing course, that'll be 4 weeks starting on June the 12th, click the link below and we'll get you in the right spot. So thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.